Okay, good evening, everybody. So today, Bez Hashem, we're going to finish Simin Shin Yod Aleph. Today, we're doing Kuf Chaf Aleph and Bez. We are up to Shin Yod Aleph, Si'if Yod Aleph. So it's on tap for tonight is Si'ifim Yod Aleph and Yod Bez. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, Asur Litein Shava O Shemen Av B'nekev HaChavis L'Sasmo. You're not allowed to put wax or some sort of thick oil on a hole of a barrel in order to close it off. Because that's a violation of Memareach. Memareach is a tolda of the Malach of Memachik. Memachik is when you have, let's say, a rough skin of an animal and you scrape off the roughness to make it a smooth skin, that would be memachik. So memareach is when you take a pliable substance or something soft and you smooth it over, so that is going to be memareach. So you're doing that with the shemen or with the Shava, Pirusha Aruch, Sicha, Meshicha, Ticha, Maricha, Shia, Inyanechadu. That anytime you find any of these words, it means the same thing. It's all about Mimareach. That if you anoint and you rub oil and you spread and you all these things, they all mean the same thing. Aval Bashar Dvarim Delespa Mishumaruach. But if you plug that hole with something that is not smoothed over the whole Vena Yayin Yotseyaz, Mutter. Since at that point there's no wine coming out, it's going to be Mutter. What's that line about it? Since there's no wine coming out. So what's behind this is that there are two Gemaras that seem to be soser each other, and the Shulchan Aruch is assuming one particular Yishuv in the Stira. There's one Gemara that says that you're not allowed to plug a hole in a barrel with wax or oil or something like that because it is Mimareach, which implies that anything else is going to be totally, anything that would not be subject to Mimareach, there would be no problem of plugging a barrel with. But there's another Gemara that says that if you're a Talmud Chacham and you're not going to do a harama, then you're allowed to put a vegetable to close a hole in a barrel. Otherwise, it's going to be asr. That makes it sound like it's asr to plug a barrel even with things that are not subject to memareach. So Shulchan Aruch is assuming that the way to be miyashiv that stira is that if it's a barrel that wine is dripping out of, and it's a hole where it's below the water level, so to speak, so the wine is actually coming out of that hole, then you're not even allowed to plug with other things. But if it's that's absent memareach, that's called tikkun mana, and that's going to be an iser. But if it's a hole that's above the water level, so to speak, of the barrel, so then it's only a memareach issue, and it's only going to be a problem if you do memareach. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that things that are less b'mishim meruach, hol ve'ena yayin yotze. Since the wine is not going out, so it's going to be mutter. Because if the wine were coming out at that point, then it's going to be usher, not because of memareach, but because of tikkun mana, because it would be fixing the kli. And if the wine is coming out through the nekev, then you're not allowed to close it. Even if you put a clove of garlic in there as a harama to make it look like you're not trying to close up the barrel, you're just trying to find a good place to store your garlic, but a Talmud Chacham is allowed to make such a ha'arama. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Memhei, Shava O Shemen Av, whether it be wax or a thick oil, even though there is no miruach when it comes to oil, Asur Degazrin and Atu Shav, it's still going to be Asur because we're gozer Atu Shav, meaning when you have a liquid, it's not mimareach. It's only mimareach if it's a thicker, more pliable substance. So that's why if you have like a liquid soap, it's probably not mimareach, unless it's like a very, very thick liquid soap. But like a cream would be likely mimareach, right? So that's why he's saying, really, oil shouldn't be mimareach. Shava should be mimareach. V'davka shemenov kim t'shayich bo k'tsas miruach. And even with oil, it would have to be a thicker type of oil, because if it were very viscous, very liquidy type of oil, then it wouldn't even smack of mimareach. It has to at least be something close. So that's why you might confuse it for wax. Now the wax we're talking about must be that it's not muktza, because if it's muktza, then you have that problem. So it must be that you had set it aside for this usage from the previous day. Because otherwise it would be muktza anyway. But when you designated it for this purpose, it's not muktza, and therefore it's not an issue of tiltul. acher, dafi midabik enu al midrabanan. And we're not going to be gozer that you might stick this wax onto a wall or to something else, because even if you do so, it's only going to be in a midrabanan. Shami yimareach beis hadibuk, that lest you come to be mimareach when you stick it on the wall. Shuman v'chelev dino kashava. But fats, of like animal fats, that has a din like wax. That has a din of shava. Mimareach, so we said it's going to be a violation of mimareach. V'kiven du mishum chashash miruach, and since it is a chashash miruach, asra afilu main machnas Hashem b'tocha nekev, el banach mi'almal gabo milamayla. V'gam in chaluk b'zeh bin tamul chacham lamaretz. So if there's chashash miruach, then it doesn't matter that it's going into a hole of the barrel. It could be anywhere on the barrel that you're putting some wax on, that it's likely you're going to want to smooth it out over the surface of the barrel, and that's going to be miruach regardless. It happens to be in the Dirshu over here, in number 34 in the Dirshu, he quotes a machlokas. I never even thought of this, between Rosh Shlomo Zalman of Nissim Karelitz, whether earplugs, you know, the kind that you sort of like rub between your fingers and then it fits into the cavity of your ear perfectly, whether that's a violation of mimareach, that you're taking this pliable substance and you're smoothing it out to be flat to stick into your ear. Is that a violation of mimareach? So he quotes Rosh Shlomo Zalman, says that no, it's not a violation. Rav Nissim Karelitz says that since it's creating a tsura, that's the exact shape of your ear, that it's an isser not of mimareach, but it's an isser of bona, that you're shaping it to be exactly the shape of your ear. Fascinating. Sivkat mem zayin mutter. So we said that if it's something that's not shayach miruach, then it's going to be mutter. Hainu afilu achniso tochanekev, even to stick it into the hole. The whole vein ayayin yotze afilu beli tikkun. Since the wine is not going out even without making this tikkun, lo mechzikim mesakin, so it doesn't look like a tikkun mana. Vachronu kasvu to ikar kedas haramim shecholik al ze. Usfir le da afilu im ein ayayin yotze derach shom, gam kein asu li ten shum dover betochanekev lesasmo, mishum davi kein bona. Elada al gav ha neck of milamayla the less be mishum binyan einu asu kim bedavar shemis mareach. The what the mishabru is doing over here is saying, I know what the Shulchan Aruch had in mind. The Shulchan Aruch was dealing with the stira we mentioned in the two gemaras before, and the Shulchan Aruch's yishuv is whether the wine is leaking out or not. That's the difference between the two gemaras. The Rambam is not miyashiv that way. The Rambam holds that even if there's no wine leaking out, you're not allowed to plug a hole in the barrel. It's still going to be a violation of tikkun mana. It's only if it's on the top of the barrel where that's not going to be a violation of bona, only then can we say, okay, so now it's only an issue of mimareach. And the Mishnah Berurah says, and it happens to be, even though the Shulchan Aruch says one way, the Achronim say like the Rambam, the Bach, the Eli Rabba say like the Rambam. So also the Sasmo, mi derabanan ne demechzi kemesakin. You're not allowed to close up the hole on a derabanan level because it looks like a tikkun. V'davka kishasosmo b'davar shein derech list that it's only considered to be a problem if you're closing it up with something that's not normal to close it up with. But something that's normal to close it up with, like an eitz, is not going to be a violation of tikkun mana. I guess because it's used all the time to put in and take out or whatever, and it's therefore not going to be a tikkun mana. Lomar sheinu mechavin, so we said that a person cannot even do a harama claiming that he has no kavana to do a tikkun mana when he sticks the clove of garlic in the hole, kiven de bamis mechavin l'sasmo, because that is exactly what his intention is. So he cannot claim otherwise. But v'imu tamul chacham, if he's a tamul chacham, he's allowed to do such a harama. Dekeven shu tamul chacham in lochush bro shim natirenu al yidei harama yovel avar alisid rabban zeh afilu b'li harama, because since he's a tamul chacham, we don't have to be choshesh that if we allow with the harama, he'll do even without harama. Because of magen avram daft Magen Avraham says, you know, for a lot of dinim, we don't have a din of a Tamil Chacham b'zman hazeh. Tamil Chacham needs to know all of Shas, he needs to be able to be conversant in all of Kol HaTorah Kul and everything like that. We don't have too many people like that, but nevertheless, for this halacha, a person that people think are Tamil Chacham would count as a Tamil Chacham, meaning a person who's very scrupulous, and you have to worry that if you give him an inch, he's going to take a foot. So that's a Tamil Chacham. V'yesh hachol k'nalav b'nalav not everyone agrees with that Magen Avraham either. If you'd base sakin shu tachuv bakosel, if you have a knife that's stabbed into the wall, shall eitz, the wall is wood, mi bod yom, and it was stuck into the wall already before Shabbos, asur lo tzio b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to take the knife out of the wall on Shabbos, kivin shu davar mechubar, since the wall is something that's mechubar. Avalimu tachuv b'safsal, but if it's stuck into a bench, v'chein b'chol davar talush, or anything else that's not attached to the ground, mutalotzio, then you're allowed to pull it out of the bench, says the Rama. So the difference is between being the knife is stabbed into something that's mechuber lekarka versus something that's not mechuber lekarka. So if it was stabbed into a wall that's mechuber lekarka, you're not allowed to pull it out, but into a bench that's not mechuber lekarka, you are allowed to pull it out, says the Rama. V'im datzu shlofa mibod yom afilu bekosel shari, if it was stuck in and out and multiple times, mibod yom, on Erev Shabbos, then even in a wall it's going to be mutter. So let's see the Mishmur to explain. Shal eitz, nakat shal eitz, the because shal avein a mutter kama pamim, shein shur asei mudubakim zelbaza, vaz mutter lotzi afilu imloa yadatsu shlafim b'od yom. That we dafka pick a wooden wall, because if it were a brick wall, there are usually a lot of holes in there anyway. So therefore, even if it wasn't stabbed in and out on Erev Shabbos, it would be mutter. Asa lotzi, dal yidei otza asa, because by taking it out, kima shrei mitchila to since initially it was stabbed in with some force, it's not possible to pull it out without widening the hole that it's in. Making any sort of hole in a wall is a violation of drilling, which is a tolda of bona. Even though that may not be your intention, it's pretty much a psikresha that would happen. And you can take a look in Sivkat Yiralv and Mishabura what the Achronim say. Shari, so we said that that if it were stabbed in and out, mibod yom, you're allowed to take it out, lohotzia, v'yav lachzor v'litcho v'osav akosal, and you could stick it back in the wall as well. Tekiva dekavar no'at hasakin v'akosal mibod yom v'otzio v'hadr no'atso, since you stabbed into the wall, took it out, put it back in, all before Shabbos, kvar hurchav makom oshavo, the area where it's occupying in the wall is already a wide open space. Vesulavi psikration, therefore it's no longer a psikration that you're going to be drilling further into the wall. Avalim lo chazur natso mi bod yom near dasulit chavosu bekosel. But if you just had it stuck in once and you pulled it out mi bod yom, but you never stuck it back in mi bod yom, so then you're not allowed to stick it in for the second time. Meaning it has to have been stuck in twice in order for you to be allowed to do anything. Because it's we don't assume the hole is so widened just by having taken it out once. It would have to have been removed twice from the wall in order to have or stabbed twice into the wall in order to have be presumed to have widened the hole as much as it could. So let's review what we learned tonight. So in Seif Yud Aleph, we said that when you're plugging a hole in a barrel, you have to be mindful of two things. You have to be mindful of mimareach, which is true certainly when you're using a wax-like substance and a gzeira on a thick oil, lest you come to do it with a wax-like substance. And you also have to be mindful of tikkun mana, that even if you stick just a clove of garlic in the hole or something like that, that would be a violation of tikkun mana. However, if you're doing it as a harama and you're saying, "Nah, I'm just looking for a good place to store my garlic," and you're a Talmud Chacham, then it's going to be mutter. And the Magen Avraham thinks, and people could still be Talmud Chacham bizman hazeh. We're not going to say that nobody has a din Talmud Chacham as far as this is concerned. Then Sif Yud Beis, we said that if you have a knife that is stabbed into a wall from before Shabbos, you're not allowed to take it out on Shabbos. And the Mishmura added, and even if it was taken out before Shabbos, you're not allowed to stab it back in on Shabbos, because that's going to be a violation of drilling a hole, since it's a psikresha that you're going to be expanding the hole, and drilling a hole in a wall is considered to be a tolda of bona. But if it was stuck in and pulled out and stuck in again, all on Erev Shabbos, then you're allowed to pull it out, because it's no longer a psikresha that you're going to be necessarily expanding the hole. Okay, but from tomorrow we will pick up with Simon Shin Tes Vav, and we will do Se'if Aleph tomorrow evening. I'm not sure where yet, whether I'm going to be here in time or not. Probably not. Probably we'll do it remotely.